You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's Alex Dunn and Tom Morley on the latest edition, looking ahead to a really busy Saturday of racing action. Mr. Morley, good morning, good afternoon it is.
Good afternoon, Alex.
It might be good evening by the time listeners are listening to this.
Absolutely.
Who knows? Hello, anyway, to all listeners and to you, Mr. Morley. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good. You've got, as we record this, a whole host of runners on Friday evening at Chelmsford.
Yeah. So fingers crossed. And a couple at Newmarket.
Oh, there you go. So fingers crossed we are, as people are listening to this, they're going, you know, that Tom Morley, he was in great form on Friday. may not be the case.
Well, he might just be miserable in the evening.
Firstly, have you got any runners on Saturday?
Yep, two runners on Saturday. Unfortunately, they didn't get into the William Hill Great St Wilfrid main race. Allerdale only missed out by two, but they are going for the consolation. I was pleased to see it raining when I arrived in Leeds. I'm hoping it's raining hard at Ripon.
Yeah. We'll get to the William Hill Great St Wilfrid in just a moment. And you mentioned the Silver Trophy. That's coming up at 2:05, the consolation race.
Yeah.
For the William Hill Great St Wilfrid. And, well, just like the big race, I suppose, it is incredibly competitive. And
for a fraction of the money.
As a punter, you don't necessarily look at that. As an owner, you probably do.
Yeah.
How would you rate your guys' chances then? Allerdale coming out of stall number 4, Connor Beasley aboard. And Tawny Port coming out of stall 15 with Shane Gray aboard.
So we've got one either side. That's a good start. Both the softer the better, ground-wise. In fact, Allerdale, he rarely turns up at a race course because it's never soft ground for him. It's not really ideal for a sprinter. I mean, he's run once this season. That was at Nottingham when Dalton pushed him out of the way. And you know, that was over 2 months ago. You know, I wouldn't call that normal planning for a sprinter.
No.
But he has to have soft ground. I think he's a good horse, you know, when he gets his ground.
He's the 8-1 favourite, as we call this. 9-1 Hyperfocus, 9-1 Growl, 11s Royal Prospect, Ucini, Dalton, 12-1 Flying Pursuit, and 14s for Tomilly, Tawny Port, and Lucky Lucky Man.
Yeah, and Tawny Port wants it soft too.
I'm a big fan of. I remember texting you when I found out that you had Tawny Port, because I was a big fan when he was with James Given.
That's right, and then you backed him to win at Goodwood, and then he won the next day at Windsor.
Yes, I do remember that.
I thought you might. And to be fair, it was fast ground last time at Newmarket in a race that I don't think it would have suited anyway. So you can scroll that one out. Both go there with a chance, I'd say. I do think Allerdale's probably the more talented horse. But, you know, if it's good to soft, is that soft enough for him? I'm not sure it is. But we've got one either side, so that sort of hopefully helps.
And we're each way a fifth the odds, 5 places on the consolation race, and indeed the William Hill Great St Wilfrid. That's coming up at 3:15. Summer Gander, as we recall, is 7-1, 8-1 Dakota Gold, Lake Volta 10-1 with Lahore, Gunmetal 11s and 12s and bigger the remainder. A typically competitive renewal of the William Hill Great St Wilfrid, including last year's winner Gunmetal. It's just one of those races, though, that again you could probably give chances to.
Yeah,
if not half the field, maybe more.
Do you know what? I said to Taylor yesterday, I said, you know what? I worked this same day last year because I can remember putting Gunmetal up on the podcast.
Nice. So,
little things trigger the memory. the trouble is he's higher this year and I think he would prefer faster grounds. And as I say, it looks a little bit wet outside. Mm. So that would concern me. Summerhand, I mean, really consistent. What, fourth was it in the Stewards' Cup, fifth in the Wokingham? You know, it's been a cracking year. I don't know. I think I probably quite fancy Dakota Gold out of the front end. I think soft ground suits well. Beat Moose Kicker at York. Moose Kicker doesn't tend to win very often, but Soft Ground might well help that if it was get soft. Belated Breath's another one I suppose to give a mention to. That ran all right in the Windsor final, down at third place from a wide draw. So as you say, it's wide open. I probably, if I had to pick, I'd probably pick Summerhand. Dakota Gold.
Yes.
And I think probably Belated Breath. Be interesting to see whether obviously you'll get a guide, won't you, from the early race as to whether the draw's markedly one way or the other, or whether it's just a question of where the pace is. Looks to be some pace, I think, high. I mean, Lahore's in 19, Staxton's in 20. If high numbers suit, those two, you know, come right into it. But sometimes if it goes soft, low numbers are good. So,
yeah. 8-1 Dakota Gold, 14-1 Belated Breath, as we record. So, interesting. Okay, we've also got, before we get to the two races you want to discuss, top quality racing at Newbury to look forward to, including the Hackwood Stakes. That's coming up at 3:35. And lucky for us, Sean Quinn has been discussing the chances of his runner. That is Safe Voyage. Let's hear from Sean now.
No prizes for guessing who I'm hoping can win this year's Hungerford Stakes. Safe Voyage is a horse who's done nothing but improve this season, winning three on the bounce before running an excellent third last time out at the Curragh behind Romanized, who's subsequently gone on to Group 1 Glory. He's freshened up nicely at home since then. We chose to miss Glorious Goodwood with him and head for this, and I'm hoping that patience can pay dividends. His work has been pleasing, and I'm hoping he can add to what has already been a mighty fine 2019.
Unsurprisingly, Safe Voyage does get the nod, Sean. I think we'd be a little bit off-putting if he didn't.
Yeah.
But currently the 2-1 market leader for that race, 130 for Sir Dancelot, Hey Gammon 7-2, and 10s and bigger the remainder. And I suppose, again, the key for Safe Voyage is he acts well with cut underfoot. And I spoke to Sean yesterday, he said, we're just hoping it just keeps raining.
Well, I spoke to Robert Cowell, who was on his way down to Newbury, what, half an hour ago, and he said he had driven into plenty of rain, and I think it is due to hit Newbury, perhaps even more than maybe up north in original forecasts. So yeah, these things do seem to change at a whim, to be honest. So, yes, and as Sean says, the form's been somewhat franked by Romanized from that defeat anyway.
Not bad, is it?
No.
No.
So I think rightly at the front of the market, conditions are going to suit. And it would be, I'm hard-pressed to find anything that I'd want to take it on with.
Yeah. No, I think I'd agree. 2-1 is maybe, I was going to say a little on the skinny side. It's probably the right price.
It's probably the right. Yeah. I think it is the right price.
Yeah. Okay, loads to look forward to on Saturday, including the grey horse handicap at Newmarket. Have you got any greys?
I do. Miracle Works was entered, but I'm just not convinced 6 furlongs, Newmarket, maybe if the rain hits Newmarket as well, whether, you know, I think he's more of a 5 furlong horse, to be honest, Miracle Works. So a stiff 6 furlong, if it went a bit soft, I just thought that would be too much. I don't need to have a runner in it, really, for the sake of having a runner.
No, exactly.
Stuart's got a couple, so he's well represented.
Okay, that's coming up at 2:45, which is, well, it's always a spectacle each and every year. Do you reckon the horses are looking at each other going, hey, you look like me? any more than
a bay
horse does.
There's an awful lot of different grey, colour grey.
Yeah, that's what I noticed, yeah.
So, yeah. Possibly not.
No, maybe not at all. I gave you carte blanche to look at whatever races you wanted to today, and you said, do you know what, I want to start at Bath, the 4:40 is the opening race on their evening card, and it's a 5-runner sprint.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, do you know what? I actually wanted to go originally to the last race at Bath when Nick Bay is running, because I have a little soft spot for Nick Bay.
Yeah.
But I think the rain's going to hit, and I can't see Nick Bay wants soft ground at all. Whereas, at least in this race, my selection, it's not a certainty on that it wants soft ground at all.
Yeah.
But I think it might inconvenience it less.
Okay.
So, yeah, just a small field, but lots of informed contenders. However, my selection isn't particularly informed. It's Michael's Choice, Class Dropper. Caught the eye in Maiden Company back last year, then won on handicap debut at this track, always helpful. Mark today is now back at that same level. Got gelded over the winter, and he's not shown much this season, but the last twice I think there's been excuses. I mean, Chelmsford's his second try and second failure on the all-weather, and then last time at Brighton he was just too keen and faded late on. But last three runs have been over 6. He's got the pace to go the shorter trip. In fact, I think he should be going the shorter trip, so I like that, and I just think he's better than this lot. Now, Disruptor showed some ability in novice company, but Handicaps has hardly beaten a horse. Kodiak Attack rounded off his novice company, finishing well beaten behind horse I then owned, Kafouk, at Windsor. And whilst he won last time at Lingfield, I mean, that was a weak, weak
that was
maiden.
Really poor, yeah.
You know, he only just held on as well, beating Starchen, a much lower rated rival. I think this is a better race, so I'm not that excited by that one. I thought Bluebell Time has run all right here a couple of times. Just looks to need to find a little bit more to come out on top, but that would probably actually be my main danger, and that's not got the best of form on the figures either. Mm. And Society Star, well, we've just said Kodiak Attack ran in a very poor race, while Society Star also ran in a very, very, very poor race at first last time in the middle of a thunderstorm, if I recall. And he beat some statues. Big bloomin' deal. So Michael's choice, class dropper, ought to be too good for these, in my humble opinion.
Okay, Michael's choice could be a fair price as well in that 440 at Bath. That's the opening race of their evening card. The other race that we are going to discuss is 25 minutes later, the 505, the penultimate race on Newmarket's afternoon card, and it's a handicap over a mile and a half. Nine of them set to run as we record, and some intriguing contenders in here, not least the three-year-olds.
Indeed, but I'm going to oppose the three-year-olds. And when I was in the office last, this horse ran. It's Sore Spot.
Okay.
Chris Wall, I mean, has been hitting some form recently. Another winner this week, or possibly more than one, but certainly one I saw yesterday. You know, it's some time since Sore Spot last won. But this season, she's been slowly hitting some form. Improved effort at Kempton over this sort of trip when third, staying on well. Given that she's never won on the all-weather, yet as a three-time scorer on the grass, including once at this track, you know, the turf is more her cup of tea. And last time at Windsor, I think it was another step in the right direction, a really pleasing effort, just giving best to an unexposed three-year-old Zoffy. She really looked like, you know, she was a winner waiting to happen. She seems to handle all sorts of ground. In fact, her winning form is generally with a bit of cut in the ground. So I think, especially if some rain does hit Newmarket, this might even suit more than Windsor last time. As you say, there are some three-year-olds, which we always have to be a bit wary of at this time of year. Mm. But you've got Great Hall, who hasn't won for ages, been struggling. Wingspur won at Lingfield, small field, fast ground back in June, but no form recently. Cub Swin, that's been winning over hurdles the other day at Newton Abbott. I mean, she's in good heart. She's got form on the flat back over a year ago, but I think some questions to answer on ground with cut. Holy Kingdom, lightly raced, still a maiden. Been running well on the rare occasion he does turn up. Gets the three-year-old allowance. If the ground stays fast, I can see that being one of our main dangers. But Hopefully Owitz Sore Spot will have too much for it. Buckland Boy won twice this year already. Didn't stay last time, but quite high in the weights. Low profile's been in and out and definitely wants it quick. And then you've got down at the bottom Astralis, who's got the blinkers on. But that is because he's a maiden, and it is because he's looked like he might want the blinkers.
He's not a stable star, is he?
No, I think he might well be underpriced because of where he comes from.
Yeah.
But I think on the actual form, he's got to pull his finger out. Well,
if you swapped Owitz Sore Spot and Australis connections,
then
the prices would be very different.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I just think Owitz Sore Spot, you know, if it isn't at Newmarket, I think the horse will be winning soon anyway. But I think, and hopefully what will be a nice each-way price offers some value and we might get lucky and get a win too.
Okay. Oh, it's Sore Spot then. She is the pick in the 505 at Newmarket, and the 440 at Bath, the pick is Michael's choice. A couple of fancies for Tom Morley. Good luck to yourself, Mr. Morley, to Sean Quinn as well with Safe Voyage, and to you listeners if you're having a bet up and down the country, a really busy day on Saturday. Very best of luck, and we'll catch up with you again tomorrow on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.